Hello.
Hi, Sabor. It's Nisa here. How are you?
Hey, hi, how are you? How's everything?
I'm doing good. Sabor, am I on loudspeaker?
You know what? I'm driving right now. Let me pull over to the side. Is that what it is, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, give me a second.
All right.
Getting my workout on. I had to get my workout on today, so I'm on my way home from the gym. Give me
I
a second.
understand. No problem.
Yeah. All right, I pulled over. Do you want me to just go regular speaker or just leave it on speaker and I'm pulled over? What do you want me to do?
That's completely fine. I can hear you much better now. All right, Sabor,
Okay.
let's address the elephant in the room. You went through the proposal that I shared. I have listed multiple services there, which I felt were required overall in terms of the books that you have published. So what are your thoughts on it?
I think everything looks good. My only question is do I have to come with out of pocket for anything, or is this part of what we discussed in our prior conversation?
Okay, let me clarify that. I knew this question was going to come up, all right? The list of services that I provided, they're worth way more than what you have paid overall on the entire Wikipedia project, okay? So if I were to pull out the amount, worst case scenario, for the Wikipedia page editing, since I told you that we will be doing that too, but just due to the indefinite timeline, I'm giving you the service equivalent to the value of the amount that was going to be refunded to you, worst case scenario, okay? So just
Right, and
comparing that.
that's what we spoke about, right?
Exactly. So just comparing that, the total amount that I feel is at jeopardy is around about $3,000, okay? So if we look at the services here, each service has its own value. Now, you tell me something first, because I'm not going to give you the costing for all of them. That'll just confuse you. You tell me first, which option are you most interested with? Like trailers, formats, marketing,
I
podcasts.
just don't want to, I just, I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't want to go over the 3,000 because I just paid my mortgage too. So it's like, I don't want to go, if that's the 3,000 you owe me or the 3,500 you owe me, then I want to keep it at that. I don't want to come out of pocket or anything. Then we could just figure out of the six, seven things that you displayed, maybe we could pick the top three or four that I might need more importantly.
Okay, all right then. Then I have the best option for you. Then let me just pick that for you. If you trust me
Does
enough,
that make
then
sense what I'm saying?
on
Does that
it.
make sense?
Yes, it does. It definitely does. So how about
And I
if I
also
choose.
like, I'm
Go
sorry,
ahead.
I also, not to cut you off, I'm sorry. I also like the extra year that you gave me for the website because if we're going to be doing this on a website, it's good to have that on there also. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And that just brings me to the point. I was actually planning to have at least one video trailer created for one of your books. Plus point, we can put that up on YouTube, we can put that up on your Amazon, we can put that up on your website, and trust me, the trailers are going to be out of the world. So allow me to create one trailer for one book, which is roughly 2,500 to 3,000 cost, and let me show you how that goes, and then we can take
Wait,
it
hold
from
on
there.
a second.
Go
Hold on a
ahead.
second. So out of all those things there, what you owe me back is just only one thing?
No, these are the things that we're talking in compensation, right? The amount, the range of the amount that we're looking at is 2,500 to 3,000. Now, let me tell you, cost-wise, regarding this list of service, how we're going to enable that. A book trailer individually, the costing for that, one trailer, is 2,500 to 3,000. If you take 3 months marketing package, the costing for that is 2,500 to 3,000. If we are to enable, let's say, any other formats of the book, if it's hardcover, paperback, or ebook, well, ebooks are usually live on all four of the books, so we're talking about hardcover or paperback. All four books, any other formats except for audiobook, is covered in 2,500 to 3,000. So these are the three services that are listed to you. One podcast is covered in the same amount. So it completely depends on you, what exactly you want to gain. By the way, the website maintenance, I did mention that, but I'm already giving you that on the house. So we're talking about something except the website maintenance.
Right, so my question would be, you're the professional with that. What do you think I need? What do you think I need most? Because I'm saying to myself,
trailer.
Okay, so my thing is, so we're gonna go to trailers, of what we talk about, or just trailer specifically to what's being owed to me is what I'm asking. You understand what I'm saying?
Trailer. See, when we are creating trailers, it's a visual summarized little video snippet that we create.
I've seen it online.
So I need you to select one of your best books and tell me to create a trailer for that.
My Life, Sabor Latino.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. One more thing, Sabor. Before I initiate with that, can I get like a brief summary or a version of the book? I promise, and I cross my heart and hope to die. I'm not going to share that with anybody, but I just need it for cross-referencing because I don't really know what exactly the book is about.
Well, the book... I'm not home now. I got like 10 copies left at home. The book is pretty much about my life.
Exactly, and that's the book that I'm gonna need.
Right. Do you wanna download it on the Amazon? It's like $5. You could download it and have it for yourself and take it out of the feed if you want to do that.
Okay, let me try that. All right, let me try that. And
everybody on my two jobs, everybody has it on their phone. They read it on the thing. They come in and ask me questions all the time about it.
Okay. All right. I got you. All right. That's going to take me some time. So give me like 2 to 3 days in the upcoming week. Once I have something, initially I'm going to be sharing a synopsis with you for the trailer, you know, the content of the trailer. Once you approve that, then we'll move on to the visuals. Make sense?
Right. So then that visual is going to be going onto my website. It's going to be going into YouTube, and it's going to be going into what?
Amazon.
All right, on my Amazon page.
Yes.
Okay.
Where the book is listed. So these are the three places, and trust me, the trailers over here, the team that I have here, they create mind-blowing trailers. So when
I share that with you,
you're not going to regret it, okay?
I believe you. Let me ask you a question. Any updates with the administration and anything?
Unfortunately, not yet. I heard that the admin was away for a while, so I'm just waiting for him to get back to provide me some, you know, recent updates in regards to what's going on, if there is anything else that we are planning. So right now, it's all silent. And I'm
right. The only reason I'm asking, because you're a witness to this. I paid for the Google panel. I paid for the, you know what I'm trying to say, and I don't want that to go to waste. The 10 articles that we did, you know, it's like, no, I'm just revisiting that conversation. I'm not trying to push it. I'm just revisiting it. That's all.
Of course. And as I said, as soon as he's back, I'm going to come right back to you, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Okay, so right now we're going through the trailer and keep it there for right now as we're moving forward?
Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. And I checked the page like 2 days ago. I do it like once every other 6 weeks, I told you. And there hasn't been no editing. I just wanted to let you know that.
Exactly. I did check that too, and there was nothing. That's why I said that it's silent for a while. And then I actually contacted Wikipedia to see what exactly is going on. So that's when they informed me that the admin is away for a while. Probably that's why there hasn't been any changes or revisions lately.
Copy that. All right, so this will be my last question.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my last question. So once we do the trailer and we're promoting all that, are we making copies of the book's hardcover, you said? Is that what I heard?
No. We have just selected the trailer right now. We are not doing the other formats of the book. See, if you were to choose the enabling other formats option, then in that option, there were 4 books covered with any other formats except for audiobook. Which means that, for example, for your first book, if there was only ebook available, we would enable hardcover and paperback format as well on that book. Then we move on to the second book. If there is a paperback and ebook available, we would cover the hardcover option on that particular book. Same goes to the third.
So let me ask something. So I'm sorry to cut you off. So what do you think is best? Do you think it's best for me to do the trailer or to do the paperback? Because you said that's a big thing that I don't have.
That's the basic thing, but I feel it's going to get complex because I believe that your book was published from the publisher's accounts, right? And they provide...
Correct.
They're never going to give us the access to that account. And then
I was going to tell you that. They're not going to do that because I already signed the contract. Right.
Exactly. So I'm not moving on to that until unless I have a solid option for it. I'm working on it too, but later down the line, if I get that option, I am going to come back to you. Apart from that, Sabor, why don't you talk to them about enabling the rest of the formats?
Because I read everything. Mm-hmm. Once I did that, it's like that's what it is. You can't change that. That's already signed into contract.
No.
Also, with the percentage, yeah, I believe so.
That's weird, and that's absurd. It doesn't make any sense. Anyhow, Sabor, I'm going to come back to that, okay? Let's deal with one thing.
Yeah, let's focus on this right now. Yeah.
Because this is pretty straightforward. Let me have this executed, and then I'll come back to you with an alternate resolution for the formats, because that is important too.
Right. All right, so let's just do one thing at a time, right? Because all we have is time.
Exactly. If you had the access to the accounts, the publishing accounts, I would have fished you the formats first, because that's the most primary thing, and that's exactly what I told you in our previous discussion. But since we do not have that and it's too complex, I will need a lot of time to figure out the resolution for it, an alternate resolution. Without the access, we cannot, you know, publish anything. And obviously, we want it to be done on the same account. We don't want your hardcover to be available somewhere else, and then your ebook is available.
So then, what would I have? What would I ask them? You said, because I can see if I can.
I didn't understand that. What do you mean?
No, I'm saying, what do you need me to do? Reach out to Book Baby or Amazon? Because it's through Amazon.
But Book Baby did your book, right?
Correct.
So you talk to them. Have a word with them and see what they say. Just question them randomly that why aren't there any other formats available for my books?
Hold on, let me write this. Oh, right. Because I can ask for it. I can ask for there to be other formats.
Exactly.
I can.
Exactly. That should be part of the contract.
So I should ask them if they can do paperback for all the books?
Paperback and hardcover.
Let me write this down. You got a second? Let me just write all this down.
Sure.
Because I know I had spoken to them about 2-3 years ago, and it wasn't in detail like this, but I was trying to do something on my own with it. I don't remember if I was trying to log in, but when I contacted them, they were like, Sabor, you can't do that. We're in charge of that. We are the main, what is that called? The main branch or whatever you want to call it, like it goes through them first. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I told you last time as well, it's very absurd. I don't like publication houses who take a cut from the royalties. It just feels wrong to me. So, yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay, so I'm writing it down. So contact Book Baby and ask them what? Can you repeat it again?
Yes. And ask them if they can enable hardcover, one word.
And, yes, I got it, hardcover.
And paperback, back as in your bag, B-A-C-K. One word again.
But isn't hardcover the same thing like paperback?
No. There's a difference. Hardcover is the, I'm not sure if you've seen, like dictionaries, you know, like dictionaries have a...
Oh, yes, like a dictionary, yes.
With the dust jacket and all. Paperback is that soft cover, but again...
I was going to say that. That's the one we have for My Life Sabor Latino on Book Baby. You can go to Book Baby itself and get the paperback, correct. I have that,
Correct. You got it now. So, formats available for... all the books. This is what you need to ask them.
I'm sure they do, but it's going to be a fee.
No, if they're asking you to pay, do not pay. Just leave it on me. We'll discuss this later. Get a quote and then come back to me, okay?
No, I'm going to call them at least to find out about this. I can contact them. Not now. They're closed on Friday. I call them on Monday.
Yes. Okay, perfect. That makes sense to me. All I'm saying, Sabor, do not pay up front, okay? Just get the information, talk to me first, and then we'll decide what we need to do.
Got it. All right, have a good weekend, and we'll talk. When do you want to talk? Next Friday at 5? You want to do that?
Absolutely. Let's do that.
All right, so next Friday at 5, so I don't have to be emailing or sending nothing on the other thing. Okay, sounds good.
You got it. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. Drive safe.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Thank you so much.